Tuesday, June 9th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. IBM out of facial recognition, a worm is coming for Windows 10, and Google Maps reinforces a customer opportunity. This is the Business of Tech. IBM has exited the facial recognition business. The company disclosed yesterday that it will no longer offer facial recognition or analysis software in a letter to Congress, which also called for new efforts to pursue justice and racial equality. Per Reuters, the company will stop offering the technology and opposes any use of such technology for mass surveillance and racial profiling. CNBC has reported that IBM's facial recognition business did not generate significant revenue. Why do we care? A cynic would focus just on the fact that this isn't hard to do because the financial impact is low. I disagree. My interpretation here is that IBM actually decided that the implications of this are too hard to overcome to make any business opportunity worthwhile. They could have quietly killed this, but instead visibly chose to take this issue public. Standing for something can be costly. I'm very much for this move, which is also why I'm acknowledging that it is an easy thing to do. The letter also included suggestions for legislation around police reform and the responsible use of technology. Again, this is going out there risking blowback, and it's admirable. Homeland Security has issued a warning for Windows 10 users to ensure they are fully patched, as there is a wormable bug published online last week. This one leverages a vulnerability patched back in March. Link in the show notes for technical details. Why do we care? Remember that. Patched in March, leveraged in June. All of the listeners to this podcast are sure everything is long since fully patched, right? Right? You can pause here if you need to come back later. I won't judge. Google Maps has updated with two new features to help users navigate around the time of COVID-19. Specifically, the app will show alerts to coronavirus-related travel restrictions and reports on how crowded transit might be. Why do we care? I'm noting this because there's distinctly an opportunity for service providers to help with a customer information displayed within systems like Google Maps. In order for systems like this to work best, customers will have loaded information into their profiles. This kind of information should also go on their website. Additionally, this will drive business to those that are open by having their information updated and available. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company Third Tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with a sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the third tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all their free educational resources. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.